Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Memches. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the masa that begins with the Gemara. Nifres Sodi Allah, where you're going to say you put out a cloth on it. Also, the Meschete, you're going to come to squeeze it out. Shetayz is come to explain that specifically by water that we have this chashash. Because the Gemara is saying you have to change how you do it during the weekday, how you do it on Yom Tov. So he said the women who carry the jugs, why did they do anything different? Because he said, how's it going to help? And it goes through all the different options. One of them is putting in the cloth. And he said, no, cloth is concerned for Shechita. So he says, Taisis, that Mikan Maisi Rabin Tam Raya, from here Rabin Tam brings a Raya. From the fact that we said that we have a concern with Shechita, whereas in the Gemara Beya, the Gemara actually, as we quoted in the previous Taisis, that did we say that you could change by putting a cloth on top of it, not concerned with Shechita, obviously is because there it's about wine and oil. But that's because the Beyayim is Shemel Shaykh Shechita. There, by wine and oil, there's no concern for Shechita, because what are you going to squeeze it out for? You're not going to be cleaning it out anyways from the smell and from the look, from the appearance, from the wine that's on it anyway, so you wouldn't squeeze it out. And therefore, there's no concern, there's no problem about Shechita. Whereas over here, it's my water, we do have such a concern. Well, El B'Shili Shemayna Shrotzim, and previously in the end of Perik Shemayna Shrotzim, after Kofi Adal, and also says, Parashki explained it, where Tyson basically says that when we say we have a concern for Shechita, it's specifically by water. Because by water, we're concerned, you're going to come to squeeze it out, because that cleans it out. But Taisa does prove that even by wine, if you actually do squeeze it out, you would be over on the Issa Malabin, because you are fixing it somewhat, or that of Mepharic, if you want the wine that you're squeezing out. But to make it Xair, because that we wouldn't, because we're not concerned going to squeeze it out, since it's not really going to clean out so well anyway, and if it's not the norm to squeeze it out, whereas over here, by water, then we do have such a concern, as our Taisa, the muscle is going on, Aslam Mishchate. Tinex says the master begins with the Gemara, Limisapkim, Limitapkin, you don't clap and you don't bang on the chest. Says, explain why you're doing this and why is it forbidden that we said you can't do it in Yom Tov. Rashi says it's because of mourning. Taisa says, Loikipishakun, it's not like the way Rashi says, Mishum, that it's because of mourning, Mishum Dimkain. If that would be the case, says Taisa, my eerie be Yom Tov, and why are we talking about you can't do it in Yom Tov? Filbukhalamai Namias, even on the Cholamai, the intermediate days in Yom Tov, there's also forbidden to clap your hands and do all these things because of mourning. Because Nam Bemoid Kutten, Berg Basak, we learned Moid Kutten, the last paragraph of Chasm Beis, Noshim Bemoid, women on Cholamai, Ma'anois, what they could do is that they could call out their pain, but they cannot bang on their chest. So it's something even for Ben Cholamai. And Nil Rabbi rather appears to my teacher that Mishum Simcha, because of joy, Regin Lasapig, they normally clap Lataper and the bang Bashmo is called to make sound. That was saying, Vasa, it's forbidden Yom Tov, Shemi Sakin Klisha, because you might come to fix a musical instrument, because the Vashmo is like the Gemara explains in the Arabic, Nafko Dalar, Amen Al. Ketanek says, Master begins the word, the Gemara Vachin Hayahil, Oymasotu Hill said, which the Mishnah had said that a woman could borrow a loaf of bread from her friend on Shabbos as long as she says it, Sheila, and Alva. The Gemara says, a Mishnah not like Hill. Because he holds even during the weekday, that's forbidden. Because, unless you evaluate the money, because it's a problem about ribbis drabban. So as Taisis, Krabban and the Pliga Lev, the halacha is like drabban, who disagree with Hill, and they permit one to borrow a loaf of bread without concern for that of ribbis. As the Gemara brings to Zunesha, Kamel, and that's how we rule, and the Chenabba Mitzia, the fine Heim and Alf. Ketanek says, Nasal, to begin with the Gemara, Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Nitna Li Taba, that it could be claimed. Taisis says, the halacha is actually like Rav Yosef. Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef, regarding this machlekes in the Mishnah, that a person could borrow the jugs of wine, the oil. So there was a machlekes they had regarding, in general, when you borrow a Yom Tov, could you come to court and claim it or not? Rabbi says you cannot, and because we're concerned you might come to write it down. Rabbi says you could claim it, because if not, then no one's going to lend, and you're not going to have simchas Yom Tov. So Taisa says, halacha k'rabba l'gabbai Rabbi Yosef. Halacha is actually like Rabba, in contrast to Rabbi Yosef, whenever they disagree, and therefore the halacha is going to be that it could be claimed. And then Taisa has to address a question, Rav Avya, Rav Barula, that the Gemara brings stories with them, that Rav Avya, that he would actually go ahead and he would take a collateral afterwards, Rav Barula, he would take a collateral so that he returned it to him, and Rav Barula, he would make a trick afterwards. But what do you mean? It sounds like that the Holy Rav Yosef, that you cannot come to claim it because you couldn't know why they're doing this. Well, that's what Taisa Machmir on Nafshai, that's because they were stringent on themselves. But really, Allah is, like Rabba, that you could claim it, Kain Hu, Bismar Machem. The next day, the master begins with the Gemara. The Amin didn't really tell it, because if you say that it could be claimed, Osla Mechtim, you might come to write it down. Which, that was the point of Rav Yosef that says you cannot claim it. So that's a taste, and that's Avi Bishanaska Leilash and Shayla, even though they said in the terminology of borrowing, because that was what we said in the Mishnah. Now, do it in the first place in the terminology of a loan. And still, we're saying on that, when you did it by borrowing, that's what you mentioned on Shabbos. That's what we're saying that you're not allowed to claim it because you might come to write it. And even though that's what Rav Yosef is saying, that therefore you can't come to claim it, even though again, you're doing it in the permitted way of Lashon Sheol. Next day's master begins with the Gemara, the Gloy Milso, which, because we actually revealed the B'chol Habi, that it actually was a weekday. Shais explains what we're saying over here, that we said that Pirsa says you cannot claim what was lent on Yom Tov. And the Gemara had asked that we said that if someone slaughters a cow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and if it was a full L, so it really comes out that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, comes out that the first day was really the last day of the Shemitah year, and what you gave on credit was actually forgiven right after the day ended, because Shemitah is Meshamet at the end of the year. So they had the Gemara difficulty in Rav Yosef. He holds you can't claim it, so what are you saying that's Meshamet, that you can't claim it anyway? So the Gemara says that, no, because it retroactively was revealed that it actually wasn't Yom Tov, it wasn't really the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it really was a weekday, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really the real day. And that's what it says to Rav Yosef, that makes this gezeira that he held generally you cannot claim it because you might come to write it, Loi Mari El B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov. He only said when it's a definitive Shabbos and Yom Tov. But here where it was only Yom Tov out of doubt, and turns out it really wasn't Yom Tov, that he didn't say it's forbidden to write, and therefore it didn't have this gezeira that you might come to write it, and therefore you could claim it after Yom Tov, and therefore that's why it wasn't difficult in Rav Yosef. Next says, Master, the words of the Gemara, not Tam, but we learned the Mishnah, that Ein, Nim, Nim, Chulu. So this is, comes to prove not to have this gezeira. So Gemara quoted Rav Yechon that says that a person could be makdish a carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan if it falls out Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So to the Chagiga you could do on Yom Tov. So Taisa the Gemara wanted to prove that from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you could leave it to us by that person to trust him that you'll pay him back and then you take your carbon Pesach. So you see, you're taking your carbon Pesach, you're being makdish. Then the Gemara says no, it's Toba where it's already hokdish. You're just adding on more people to your carbon Pesach. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But we learn in the Mishnah it says, you're not allowed to be Nimna al-Ben B'Yom Tov. So how can you go ahead and say that that's what you're doing here on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov? So Pirush Rabbi Pais Mishim Rabbi Nishmoy says, actually, the Ligur seemingly, not to have this gear of this whole Gemara. Chodah, first of all, because the Mashayif l'hakshas minimnish al-Rishos l'imnish al-Mitzah. How could the Gemara even ask this question about adding someone on to your animal on Yom Tov, which is something that's voluntary, to adding on someone on your list of your animal, which is mitzvah? Even though you say you can't be moina to a list of people that want to have meat from the animal on Yom Tov, because that's like a sale. But for Karm Pesach, maybe we'd be able to. But more of another difficulty is because the Mashas Mebeh, the mother explains the bear pick and sudden of Chosan Mebeh's. Maya Nimnin, what's the problem about Nimnin being added onto a list on an animal that's going to be slaughtered? Ain't Paiskin dumb with Chilabahim Yom Tov? Because the Gemara says, because you're not allowed to go ahead and start saying money amounts for initially for an animal that you want. Because when you're coming to go ahead and slaughter this animal, he shouldn't say, I'm with you on this amount of money. I'm with you double that amount of money. But he could say, I want a third or I want a quarter. So since you're not mentioning money, so it's not like a sale, if it's permitted. So it doesn't really say you can't just be added to a list. It's just, you know, that I mentioned the money part. So therefore, why are you asking over here that we say you're allowed to be nimna? There's no problem with nimna. It's only by mentioning the money. And therefore, because of those two difficulties, it's not that vagirsa in the Gemara.